He looked round the studio ruefully. On the easel was a half-finished picture of a smiling Italian peasant holding a bunch of grapes over the head of a dark-eyed girl.
Even if he didn't like them, he should have been civil. He needn't have insulted you. He showed that he despised you, and you lick his hand. Oh, I hate him. Dear child, he has genius. You don't think I believe that I have it? I wish I had. But I know it when I see it, and I honour it with all my heart. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. It's a great burden to its possessors. We should be very tolerant with them, and very patient. I stood apart, somewhat embarrassed by the domestic scene, and wondered why Strover had insisted on my coming with him. I saw that his wife was on the verge of tears.
But it's not only because he's a genius that I ask you to let me bring him here. It's because he's a human being, and he's ill and poor. I will never have him in my house, never.
Strover turned to me.
Tell her that it's a matter of life and death. It's impossible to leave him in that wretched hole.
It is quite obvious it would be much easier to nurse him here, I said, but of course it would be very inconvenient. I have an idea that someone will have to be with him day and night.